Surge up. Hey, I'm Dave Davidson, and I'm thinking about the incredible movie franchise this morning. I just love the characters. I love the whole idea of a family being a group of superheroes, but they struggle, you know, getting along, and they fight at the table, and they have misunderstandings. It's something that we can relate to as far as the real dysfunctional part. But then maybe you're thinking, oh, well, I'm not incredible like the super incredible family. But in a big way, you are. And I'm going to tell you three reasons why your life can line up even more spectacular and more sensational and more incredible than the incredible family. First of all, you have an incredible God. That God should be worshipped with reverence and awe. And He's a great and mighty God who can compare Him, okay? He's the King of Kings, and He is the Lord of Lords. And there are so many verses in the Bible that just talk about how awesome God is. There's a great song called Our God is an Awesome God. And so God is a great God. He's just amazing. And if you could just assume that for right now, we're going to move on to some more of the personal things. So if you assume and you can agree with me that God is awesome, God is incredible, God's worthy to be praised, we're going to move on to the fact that God, this incredible God, has given us an incredible gift, okay? And that incredible gift is His Son Jesus and the salvation that He provides for us as He rescues us out of the darkness into the light. He's given us Jesus to bring us to God Himself. And in Peter, the book of Peter, 1 Peter, it talks about that thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. You could also just put the word incredible right there. So we have a great God, and we have an incredible God, on the incredible theme here, and we have an incredible gift that God has given us. Now, with that gift, some people reject it. They don't even open it. They don't even accept it, okay? It's just there. I mean, they know about it, right? I've often told people when I was sharing my faith, and I've tried to give them maybe a dollar bill, and I say, hey, you could know who's on this dollar bill. You know, for example, George Washington's portrait. You could even know all the serial numbers. You know, you could know where it was minted. You could know maybe who's had it in their pocket the last 10 pockets. You could know a lot about that dollar bill, but unless you take it from me, if I'm giving it to you in this illustration, and you put it in your own pocket and make that yours, it is not yours. You could know all about it. So it's one thing to know about a gift or a dollar bill or salvation, but you have to receive it to believe it. You have to believe it to receive it. And that is part of the faith. Because Ephesians 2:8-9 says that it is by grace you've been saved through faith. It is a gift from God that no man can boast. So there's that gift word. It's an incredible gift. Now with that gift comes the opportunity to be God's ambassadors. You know, when Jesus, before He rose, ascended, after He rose, He said the Great Commission, go and make disciples of, and baptizing him in the name of the Father and the Son. And he wants us to be His witness, okay, His ambassadors. And so He's an incredible God with an incredible gift, and He has given us an incredible goal. The Apostle Paul talks about pressing on in the book of Philippians. He talks about, I press on towards a goal that calls me heavenward. And he talks about, not that he's already attained this, but he wants to be with God, okay? He says, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. He's got his priorities straight. He wants to serve God while he's on earth, and he wants to be with God. He can't wait to be with God. His goal is to be with God. He sees God with God's incredible God as incredible gifts, and he has an incredible goal for his life. And that's what we have, the same, actually more potential to be incredible, because it is an incredible privilege to be part of God's great commission. It's incredible privilege and honor to honor God. He's our Heavenly Father on Father's Day weekend.